the view behind me is unmistakably National Stadium, and we want to say how excited we are for the next National Stadium to begin in April, and I want to recognize Stan Kast, the president of the Washington Nationals, and recognize him and all the learners for all of the great work that they've done here at the stadium in this area, and specifically with the team as well. They are, without any question, real partners to the District of Columbia government in so many different respects, including the purpose of today's announcement, which is to discuss the general revitalization of the Anacostia waterfront. Tomorrow, Saturday, November 15th, there will be a community fair for the entire Washington, D.C. area to come and see what has already happened along this historic river and what will be coming in the area in the years that will follow. I want to just recognize a couple of other people. We mentioned Stan Kastner's here. We appreciate his presence and management. We've been joined by the Deputy Mayor for Planning and Economic Development, Neil Albert, the Director of the Office of Planning, Harry Chagoni, the Director of the Department of Transportation, Fred Seals, and the Director of the Department of Environment, George Hawkins, and all of their extremely capable staffs. It is those four agencies that have really coordinated to follow up in the administration of the Anacostia Waterfront Initiative, which began under the Williams administration. Tomorrow, almost three dozen district agencies, nonprofits, community organizations, and developers will be exhibiting. There will be bus tours. There will be interactive panel discussions with community and district leaders, and they will highlight some of the major accomplishments that have occurred over the past 12 months, such as the more than $8 billion worth of economic development projects that are going forward, including Papa Point, the Southwest Waterfront, Hill East Waterfront, Waterfront Station, which is known to a lot of us as Waterside Mall, and the Yards, just to name a few, and the biggest. The fact that we have made significant progress toward building five new waterfront parks, including Diamond Teague Park, Canal Park, Marvin Gaye Park, the Park at the Yard, and Poplar Point. That we have developed an Anacostia 2032 plan available on our website to make the Anacostia River boatable, fishable, and swimmable in 25 years. That we've added real-time water quality monitoring to our website, which is updated automatically 24 hours a day, that there is a new Mayor's Green Summer Job Corps for several hundred district students. These Corps members' responsibilities, including pulling trash from the river, removing invasive plant species, was a real highlight of the past summer and will almost certainly continue. There's continued work on major infrastructure projects, including $30 million for the South Capitol Streetcar Line, $260 million for the 11th Street Bridge Project, which will begin next summer, as well as design work for the Frederick Douglass Bridge next summer as well. There have been plans completed for Deanwood, Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, Benning Road, St. Elizabeth, Poplar Point, and Boathouse Row. These are all ongoing. And the district is positioned now as a national leader in green building policies and actions. We have the country's most ambitious green building laws, a higher density of green buildings than any other major city in the United States, with 321 LEED registered buildings and another 32 certified, including the nation's first major LEED stadium right here that we are standing in as we speak, and then we produce the guide to green. So a lot has happened in the just over a year, or maybe just about a year, since the Anacostia Waterfront Corporation was dissolved into the rest of the government. And I think, from my perch, probably even more decision-making, fast action and decisiveness by having the council and executive branch in charge, but no falling down on the input of the community and making sure we follow the original plan. With that, what I'd like to do is bring forward a couple of the people who are really doing all the hard work, and then we'll take any questions first. Although Stan says he's not going to say anything, it would be rude, improper, and unprecedented. So let's bring forward Stan Gaffney, President of the National, our host.
I don't have a teleprompter with prepared remarks. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I will say quickly, when we were awarded the team in May 2006, one of the very first meetings I was at when I came to town was a meeting where I was shown a grand plan, which ultimately featured a mile-long esplanade on this waterfront. And I can tell you, although the economy has maybe pushed us back a couple of steps, those plans are still very much alive, and I think very much our end result, whether it's on one end the Navy Yard, on the other end there's talk of a maritime history museum by the waterfront, and everything that happens in between, that is happening. None of it could have happened unless we had gotten job one done first, and that was this stadium. Well, I have to tell you, after a year, I think we could all safely take pride in saying that job one was done. We had a magnificent stadium that is a magnet for not just baseball games, but other events, other activities in the city. And now that that is behind us through the great, great cooperation of the city and the mayor's administration, city council, everyone, including our local community, who had to pitch in, did so. And so we have that done. That anchor is now complete, and everything else will follow. We have all these magnificent residential buildings in our neighborhood now that I'm confident with the change in administration will begin to fill up, because there's such great opportunities. A short walk to Capitol Hill, and as people move in here, businesses will follow and development will follow thereafter. That process is underway. We're thrilled, excited to be a part of that process, and every bit as confident as we've ever been that the end result is just what we thought it was going to be when I first came to town a couple of years ago. So thank you all for coming. Mayor, it's our privilege and our pride to be involved with you on this project, and we're as confident as you are about our end result.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Enough. And seriously, you know, I haven't been back in the stadium since the season ended, but it really does still take your breath away to stand here and look at how fantastic it is. And then as you drive up and down 295 and other parts of the city, seeing the stadium lit up, it really is the anchor to this this great community. All right, so that's our president of the team, and now we'll bring forth our first batter, Neil Albert. The Deputy Mayor for Planning and Economic Development, to lead things off.
Yes. I'm a cricket batter, not a baseball batter. Only a few things I would add to that. We wanted to, in the aftermath of the dissolution of the AWC and NCRC, to come back to the community and really demonstrate the stewardship that me and my team and the other agencies that make up this cluster have kind of put into making the vision of the Anacostia Waterfront Initiative a reality. Two issues that we've heard from the community that we've been focused on. One is making sure that we are creating jobs along the Anacostia Basin, and by all of the projects that the mayor has talked about this morning, we're doing that. We are confident that we're going to meet our goal of having 30 to 50% of all jobs created in the Anacostia area go to residents living in Washington, D.C. The second issue that we wanted to make sure that we were tracking and tracking well is ensuring that most of these developments achieve a basic level of sustainable design. And in fact, we actually put it in the dissolution legislation requiring development within the Anacostia framework area to meet a basic level of sustainability in terms of design and building. And then finally, you know, the mayor's made a commitment that all development here in the Anacostia framework area must meet a basic level of affordability for housing. 30% of all housing new housing created here in the Costa area has to be affordable, a different level of affordability. And so we want to come out to the community tomorrow and demonstrate that we're keeping our commitment, but also in this time of economic crisis and downturn, to demonstrate that the district is not sitting on its hands or sitting idly by waiting for the economy to turn around, but we're continuing to invest here in the city so that whenever this path is over, we'll still have the rapid growth and development that it is the District of Columbia. So thank you so much, Mr. Mayor, for taking this off, and we look forward to having all the residents out here tomorrow.
All right. Deputy Mayor. The Director of the Department of Transportation, Frank Seals. Would you just come say a couple words as well, Director Seals?
All right. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Waterfront landscape is changing every day. Progress is becoming more and more significant. Improvements are on the horizon. Just want to highlight a couple of improvements. As the mayor mentioned, 11th Street Bridges replacements, Anacostia Walkway on both sides of the river, Poplar Point, making our waterfront accessible, new parks, St. Elizabeth, Hill East. Just some of the few things we're working on. And we have had great community involvement from day one, and I'd just like to make that point. And again, express our appreciation and our involvement from UDOT, and we'll continue that investment in our people in the District of Columbia. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And in Madam Chair, the Director of the Office of Planning, Harriet Figoni.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. I'm just going to add briefly to the remarks that have already been made, and I think it's an important time for us to be having this community fair along the Anacostia at the same time that we're anticipating the transition to a new president and a new administration, a new direction for our country. And I think in many ways, what we are trying to do here along the Anacostia River really exemplifies, I think, the direction that the whole country is going to be going in. And I couldn't be prouder of our city and of the work that we're doing to show how, when you're thoughtful about it, when you put your money where your mouth is, that you can create, in all the new development that we're talking about, green and sustainable projects that save energy, that provide their lower cost for the citizens of the city, that give people tremendous transportation choices. Thank you, DDOT, for that. We have more transportation choices than in any other city in the country at this point with our Great Smart Bikes program. And what that really means is that all the people who are going to get to live and work in these projects all along the Anacostia, they're going to be able to walk to meet their daily needs. They're going to have access to transit. They're going to have a beautiful waterfront with great amenities, a unique place to be able to live and work and shop and play. And I think that more and more eyes will turn to the Anacostia and to this city to see how they can make their communities all around the country green, sustainable, and prosperous in their future. So thank you so much, and I hope for seeing all of you tomorrow.
All right. Our final banner is our Director of the Department of Environment, George Hawkins. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My name is George Hawkins. I have the second best job.
Right.
I love what I do, and I love being here today. And what we could put to rest today, what you see in the partnership, has been a conversation that's been going on for decades, which is there's a conflict between economic development and environmental protection. Because I tell you what's going to happen along the waterfront in the decades and years and months and days to come. We will have a cleaner river. We will have a better environment. We are rebuilding the environment. I just walked all these streets this past weekend, all along the asphalt plant, down to the Coast Guard, around Fort McNair, down across. There's a cut-up waterfront that we are going to improve on an environmental basis. At the same time, we are going to bring almost unparalleled economic vitality and jobs to the city. I just came here today from a meeting with your city administrator on the Green Collar Jobs Program. You're not what we're going to go year-round. We're going to expand it. Because every project we're going to do along this waterfront requires workers. We have curriculum in the schools, which we announced with the mayor. We will generate the jobs. We will generate the employees. We will put our youth to work, building jobs, improving the environment, and making a great place to live. That is cause to celebrate. Stan, I will resist the temptation to comment upon the outfield, but we are also greatly hopeful for the team in the years ahead as well.
Stan's a winner. Stan is a winner. All right. So that concludes the speaking. We'd be glad to take any questions. If there are any. Going once?
I'm yielding to the one on the podium.
He's shy. Both shy. Going twice?
The economy is floundering.
I didn't hear what I said. Is
this really going to happen? Any of it?
Yes.
A hole in the ground?
Yes. Yeah, no, I mean, I think you were there when we did the kickoff of the Yards Park. Is that the right name for it? The Yards Park, which is huge public investment. But we weren't just there to talk about the public investment in the park. The residential project and the retail project are already started and planned to go forward. So, again, the national economy, as everyone is perfectly aware, is having extremely hard times. But the District of Columbia is not immune from that, of course, but there is a certain degree of insulation, and there's a large degree of momentum, which is allowing a lot of projects that have been in the works for a while to continue to go forward. And, I mean, whether it's, you know, the Fifth and I project, whether it's, I think we've gotten great responses on Hill East, not just in quantity, but in quality, really top-flight developers responding. And those are projects that have just, those are our most recent projects, let alone other projects that we have mentioned, which are continuing going forward, including Waterside Mall, Southwest Waterfront, et cetera. So, as of right now, so far, so good. We'll take another for granted. Tom Sherwood, you're next.
Mr. Mayor, on that subject, I don't think, is anyone here from Monument Realty by chance?
No one raised their hand.
They've been advertising for some time on Tax Street up to 2009. Maybe the Deputy Mayor of Economic Development can tell us, is Tax Street half done or half paid though? Is it going to happen?
Well, yeah, we continue to be optimistic. I haven't talked to Monument recently, but just kind of globally. So I sat down yesterday with some of the commercial brokers just to get the temperature of the city, and people are still very bullish in the District of Columbia. While the surrounding jurisdictions are having a difficulty leasing an inch of space, folks are still leasing space here in the district. So I can tell you specifically when the Monument project will be over. But we're optimistic, particularly with a change in administration. There are new opportunities that come along. And the mayor has proposed incentives that will keep some of the bigger nonprofits here in the district rather than fleeing to the suburbs. So we're doing all that we can, quite frankly, to make sure that we keep the commercial real estate market coming.
Well, you're there. The JPI is just going to be point of inauguration, and we can temporarily rent them for a week or so for reason the buildings are filled. Do you know much about that? I didn't talk to you about it.
They haven't talked to me about it, so I don't know about it.
Maybe I think
just to add on what the Deputy Mayor is saying, I mean, you want the economy to rebound as quickly as possible. You don't want the federal government to have to do any more bailouts or any more investments in the private sector than they already have. But to some extent, when the federal government does get involved, you know, in an area that traditionally is Wall Street, that traditionally is in New York, then that changes the financial ground zero of the country. Then all of a sudden, Washington, D.C. is a place that the investment community, that the bankers, the people who are concerned about the financial markets have to have a presence, which creates more offices, more business here in Washington, D.C. So, you know, in London and other places, the seat of government is the same place as the house of the financial markets. Maybe this is a time where some of that power starts to shift to Washington, D.C., so we'll take advantage of it.
Just often saying, none of the environmental requirement for slowing growth that has nothing to do with all economic environment.
I can say that we've had a great partnership with the Deputy Mayor's Office. We are incorporating environmental characteristics into the development. So, in fact, when you rebuild a lot of the parcels that you see around here, the environmental outcome after the development will be better than it was beforehand. So, in fact, you're improving the environment even as you grow, which is the opportunity that we have.
It may be a story that, because when I was on the City Council, when you first started talking about green buildings, that the green buildings just aren't as expensive, burdensome, or costly as they were originally expected, and I think they bring a lot of economic and environmental improvements. Like, they just bring a lot more goodwill. People are really excited about it. I mean, you look at the green initiatives in this building, it's exciting to come and be a part of it. All right.
If the implicitness of the lease and the rent preparation state, is that now all behind the city and the national and to move forward to a new year? Are there still lingering issues and threats of forces or arbitration?
Well, the Deputy Mayor and Stan would know some of the specifics. You can ask them any of them you want. But just from having been involved in this since the first time it was proposed, this administration kind of inherited the lease and everything, as did the Lerner family who purchased it. I think even if it was a perfect lease, there's no way in the world that there wouldn't have been one or two disagreements. As I heard Councilmember Catania say the other day, if you agree on everything 100% of the time, somebody's not thinking. That being said, there were some things that still needed to be resolved when both the Lerners and the Finch administration took over. From what my vantage, for this to be a $600 million project, I think that we have gotten things done in not only an amicable, professional way, but in a timely way as well. So I just want to commend our team and the Lerners and Stan for getting it done. And certainly the rent issue and other things are behind us. If you have any more specific questions, one of them is going to have to answer. All right, great. Thanks, everyone.